Yellow.
Guillermo, hey buddy, it's Dennis over here with Bank of Cardiff.
Hey, yes sir. How you doing, Dennis?
Good. Hey, I want to let you know I got the invoice from Hector, and you were asked what the total was. So the total of taxes and everything comes out to
$7,387.15. Oh my God! Hold on, let me write this down.
Is that
7,387?
Yep, 7,387.15 cents. $7,387.15.
Okay.
Is that gonna be okay for you? Or?
Yeah, I believe so. I think that's.
I mean, your payment's gonna be pretty low on that. It's probably gonna be around like. I mean, I don't know. I hate to even throw a number out there, but it's not gonna be much.
Okay. Yeah, I told him, I said, man, come on, keep it on the low side. I know you don't have to do much. It's going to be the price you'll meet now. But originally, we have talked something about $4,000. I said, well, I guess we're looking at more like $5,000. Yeah, I got some more parts that I haven't included there. But anyway, I just need to get it done, and I get that going like that. I can make money and pay for it, you know. Now, what is that you have for me?
Well, I don't have any numbers yet. I was waiting to see if you had any luck with your accountant, because we do need to have that. They will check that. I usually check in advance because I've had it before where I sent loan documents out on a loan and they declined it at the end because they weren't registered with the Secretary of State. So I didn't know if you'd had any luck with your accountant yet.
I already have talked to them. And I said, well, what is it you need from me? Like, I can go take care of it or what? And he said, no, I think I can do anything from over here. I just need to pull the information. Now, like he said, well, I didn't pay the fee for the year or something like that. And if 2 years passed by without paying the fee, annually fee or something like that, and then that's when they do, how do you say that?
They just forfeited it, basically.
I think that's what it said. But I said, okay, well, give that to Kerry because I'm trying to fix my truck and then getting a loan in the name of the company, and then it's telling me something's going on, and I wasn't aware of that. Now, the other thing I was thinking is because whenever he registered, I guess he used his address, and I don't know why. I said, it'd be mine. Well, I never received no payment or bill or anything. I mean, I didn't know anything about this. He might explain that to me, but I never see anything coming to me or anything else, you know. But anyways, he was going to work on it. And I don't know how soon he's going to get. He said he was going to work on it, and he was going to get his secretary to call me and get whatever I needed to do to go take care of that. So what the Hector said that is getting done quicker or how soon he needed, if you said anything about that, because I haven't talked to him.
Now, he didn't really go over anything like that with me. I just called him and let him know.
Okay.
So yeah, I didn't really talk about any details or anything. But I do need to get at least proof of payment or something of that on the Secretary of State. Do you know, did your accountant, is he working on that for you right now, or?
I believe so, yes. What is everything that you can do through there? And I don't know. He told me he was going to work on it or look at it. And at least he was busy doing something else. But he said, let me look at it, and I'll call you back. Now, I don't know if he started on right now or he's getting out of work out of the way. That I'm not sure, really. Because I just make a phone call, you know. But,
yeah, maybe get an update from him, and you can just call me back, and we'll figure out, you know, how we're going to go about it. But I just need to show at least proof of payment for the Secretary of State, because they will check that, and if it shows to be forfeited, I can say, hey, look, he made his payment.
And they will shut that down, huh?
Yeah, they'll need for that to be cleared up before they'll actually fund the loan for you, unfortunately.
Yeah, okay. Okay, let me give him a call. Do you need to see that then, right? So you have a fax number that I can give it to him and then he can fax it to you or something? Or
yeah, sure. I can give you my fax number.
I guess I need to go to his office and pay for it and show that I did pay it, or I mean, I don't know exactly how that's going to work.
But, yeah, he might just take a card over the phone or maybe something like that. I'm not sure how he'll do it, but...
Okay. But as long as you have a receipt, send it to you, showing that it's being taken care of, it, right?
Exactly. Yeah, I've ran across this before, and that was suffice. They were able to just show a receipt that was paid, and we're able to go from there.
Ah, okay. Okay. Well, let me have your fax number then.
Sure. It's
888-234-0177. It goes directed to you, right?
It'll go to my underwriter, and they'll just forward it to me.
Oh, okay. Okay. That'll work then. Well, let me give him a call and tell him what is it you need to do, and then give him the fax number. And if I need to go by right now, I can go and pay him if he's working on, or he can work as soon as he can. Like that, we can just take care quicker, right?
That works for me.
All right. What you do, appreciate all your help, sir.
Yep, not a problem, buddy. When he does fax it to us, just tell him to fax it to Attention Dennis with okay. Two N's on there. There's another Dennis that works there as one N in his name.
Okay, so that then is what your last name?
Sanders, S-A-N-D-E-R-S.
Sanders?
Yep.
S-A-N-D-E-R-S?
You got it.
All righty. I'll make sure he put that in there, attention to you. All right.
Sounds like a plan, buddy. I look forward
Thank
to it.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you. I'll talk to you soon.
Yes, sir. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.